It's a prophetic act to stand for God before people. And Jesus said that about John the Baptist. They will need to be confronted, these people in the world speaking lies. Now in Romans chapter 1, you read, "The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth." Have you ever read that before? It's Romans chapter 1, it's verse 18. "The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men." That's justice, isn't it? God is going to deal with unrighteous people. That sounds right. Like God's going to deal with the baddies. Murderers, thieves, cheating politicians, liars. Deal with them, God. I love that you'll deal with them. But then you have to read the rest of Romans chapter 1, and I'm not going to do it now. You can read from Romans chapter 1, verse 18, all the way down to chapter 3, verse 20. And Paul says this, and that, and that, and that, and that. It's a very long passage of just God is set against evil in the world. And we accept that. And until you read the lines and you go, oh, wow, wait a minute, that one's me. Oh, no, I don't. Oh, no, that I'm guilty of that sin. And then you think, my goodness, what am I going to do? In this lost world, sin hides the truth. It says people by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. So we know that politicians hide the facts, right? We know that mysterious deaths happen with witnesses who are in custody just last week. Okay, you can read about it on the internet. You can find out about that. You can find out about these guys who show all the emails that the government had been sending back and forth, and they put them on a WikiLeak, and they tell everybody, here's what they say, and then the government said, that endangers our national security. How could you show everybody what we actually say? My goodness, that can't be known what we actually think about our diplomatic relations, right? If you sin and you seek to justify yourself, right? I had a reason, or I was born this way. By your unrighteousness, you suppress the truth. That's what the scripture says. So if you read the whole thing and you want to come back to me with your questions, we can sit down and talk about it politely and maybe disagree. But it's worth talking about. But at the end of the passage, we read this in Romans chapter 3, verse 20. "For by works of law, no human being will be justified in God's sight, since through law comes knowledge of sin." Okay? The rules of the Bible only tell you what you did wrong. They don't fix you. Standing like a prophet and telling somebody, you're sinning, it's wrong, listen to me, it doesn't fix anything. Do you understand that? So the wagging finger and the disparaging tisk tisk, it doesn't fix people. The hate, I think, for which the church is sometimes known because of a vocal minority of mean people. That's a big sentence. But do you know what I mean? Bible bashers, right? That's what people who don't like Christians call you when they want you to stop. But there have been those people in the past who were so like, rah, 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 that everybody who didn't know yet, they shut down and they said, right, note to self, Christians are mean, nasty people. I don't have to listen to them. This has happened. This has happened in these communities, right? But the rules of the Bible only tell you what you did wrong. Verse 21 of Romans chapter 3 says this, "But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law." It's not about the rules. "Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it," they're right, you're right, every sinner knows that they're a sinner, and anybody who tells a sinner they're a sinner, it's true. "The righteousness of God is through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe," you read in verse 22 of chapter 3. "Although the law and prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Everyone sitting here, everyone not here in church, all have sinned and are justified by his grace as a gift. Have you received that gift? Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. All are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ. I'll say that word again. All who are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. Propitiation is the biggest word for atoning sacrifice. It's this covering that covers. Do you see what's under it? God doesn't look at your sin. God looks at Jesus. Are you in Christ? Do you abide in Christ? Have you been baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit? Up out of the water again. I follow Jesus Christ. To be received by faith. Right?